I still remember the first time I met you, or saw you actually. Your hair was blowing in the wind, and at first I couldn't even see your face, but I felt you. I felt your soul calling out to me, and so I stopped and waited for the wind to die down. I remember I untied and retied my shoes so I wouldn't look like some kind of weirdo staring across the university schoolyard. And then it finally happened. You guided your hair from your face with the grace of an angel. You guided your hair from your face with the grace an angel would use to play its harp, and I saw you. I saw you and I cried because I knew from the moment on you would be the owner of my heart. But that didn't make me sad. Oh no, I was so happy. But I knew I'd be lucky if you ever looked at me, let alone talked to me. You did though. You talked to me all that semester because it turns out we had the same chemistry class and you sat next to me every single day even though it was free seating. So you could have sat anywhere, but you sat by me. You introduced yourself that first day with such ease, but I struggled with each and every word because I was too busy paying attention to your each and every moment. By the time finals rolled around, I was sad because I knew I wouldn't get to see you every day, but I was happy. I was happy because now I knew you. You weren't just a beautiful face anymore, but now I knew you, so I knew your heart was just as beautiful and I loved it just as much, which just made me love you even more and more. We had more classes together and we ate lunches together, and before I knew it, we weren't just any pair of friends. You were my best friend. You told me everything from who your best friend was when you were 5, to how you cut your bangs too short when you were 12, to how you gave it all away at 17 to a guy 8 years older than you. But it wasn't just your past you told me about. You told me how your friends were all airheaded drama queens that only cared about themselves. You told me about how your dad was battling a heart disease, but how he was refusing to take the treatment your mother forced to get him after 7 months. And you told me about every guy you liked, dated, wanted to date. I was never on any of those lists. I should have tried harder. I should have told you how I felt, what you mean to me, what you still mean to me. All those times I held you as you cried over a breakup or ranted about a failed date, I had so many chances to tell you that you were my world and I would have done anything to make you the happiest you'd ever been or would ever be. I just wish I would have told you before he did. Him with his perfect body and intoxicating eyes. You looked so drunk when you talked about him, almost as drunk as he always seemed to be. I mentioned it only once and you shrugged it off saying he just liked to have fun and that I should loosen up. And I tried to. I truly did. I tried to loosen up. I tried to see in him what you saw in him. Until that night after a party where he'd had too much fun and thought he'd continue the fun behind the wheel of his car with you in the passenger seat. I remember you texted me saying you'd be back in your room soon if I wanted to watch a movie. 30 minutes later, I found out that he'd wrapped the two of you around a lamppost. Your neck snapped on impact. So now I'm sitting here at our favorite bridge. Well, your favorite. I always felt like I'd fall off the edge being the klutz that I am. You just used to shake your head and laugh at me saying that it would be okay, that you'd look out for me, that you'd keep me safe. But now you're not here to keep me safe. It's my fault though, because I failed you. I didn't keep you safe. And I've had too much to drink. You always did say that I was a lightweight. It's okay, though. I'm not sad, and I'm... Honestly, I'm not even the least bit afraid. I'm very happy, you see, because now I'll finally get my chance to tell you all the things I should have said.